20 minutes to 8 and we're going to return to the Green Party and Eamon Ryan's decision to step down as party leader. He's been a lightning rod for some, particularly those in rural Ireland, opposed, if not to the green agenda, to the pace of change and the demands on them for adaptation to a carbon neutral world. Mr Ryan, in his departure announcement yesterday, said one of his biggest regrets was the prevalent narrative that the Greens were somehow indifferent to the people who live in rural Ireland. None of that was true, he said. Now, on today's programme, we're looking at the future for the Green Party and the likely contenders for the two key jobs of leader and deputy leader. But first, to one of those rural-based independents, the Cork South West TD Michael Collins, a founding member of the new Independent Ireland group, which has three TDs now, 23 councillors and one MEP. And Michael Collins, good morning. You're welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Mary.
What's your own reaction to the announcement from Eamon Ryan that he is stepping down as party leader?
Well, first of all, I'd like to wish Eamon and his family the very best. That day will come to us all in politics, our day of retirement. And I wish him the very best in relation to that going forward. I used to know Eamon because we used to be working, I suppose, out of the same office, close to the same office here in the LH 2000, from 2016 to 2020. And we'd often have a conversation, mightn't always agree, but we'd often have a conversation coming and going from our offices. But the green policy that was led by Eamon Ryan is where I have difficulty and where the people that I represent and the people of this country have difficulties with the policies that Minister Ryan was forcing through. And the people of this country were frustrated, were annoyed. I met at the doorstep. People were picking out the Green Party as being a party that were causing major difficulties, maybe, yes, in rural communities, but with the carbon tax and their pursuing that agenda alone was actually hurting the people of urban Ireland as well as rural Ireland, Mary.
And did you stop talking?
I did. I used and I asked people why. Like, and they felt that some of the statements coming out, lettuce in window boxes, we'll say everybody, 300 people cycling into the town and share cars, shorter showers. You know, it all seems to be. And as I said, the carbon tax and the fuel increase, the 50% of your every time you fill the car is going into government tax. And people felt everything was there to hurt someone, hurt somebody. But areas where he could have made improvements, like the carbon tax, not the carbon tax, but the warmer homes, Mary, and you know, people still waiting to insulate their homes, and they're still waiting 2 years to insulate their homes, and a Green Party in government 4 years and couldn't deliver that. That's areas where he could have made improvements. That's areas where he could have brought people with him, brought him around the Green Party, but they haven't done that, and people feel they're being punished continuously. You have they were very much anti-agriculture. They were supporting the culling of cattle. They're supporting the derogation. All in all, meaning that we'll end up bringing Brazilian beef into this country because we run out of our own.
You're saying an awful lot there. You said during the campaign, you said for the greater good of the people, we have to set up a party. And this was when you were setting up the Independent Ireland Party, to put new legs under the table, you said, to get rid of that bloody Green Party, because if we don't get rid of them, they'll get rid of each and every one of us. Now, one of the things Eamon Ryan talked about yesterday was what he was describing as, and I'll just quote him, the baleful influence of social media and so on. But do you regret the tone of a statement like that?
Well, when you talk to the thousands of people that I spoke to during the local elections and the European elections, that's the tone from the public that came to me, and maybe because I delivered that message for the people. But Mary, the bottom line is the people of Ireland spoke. It isn't Michael Collins spoke. The people of Ireland spoke, and they've lost two MEPs, the Green Party have. They've lost, I think, 23 councillors. They've been decimated. And they're almost on facing wipeout. And to be honest with you, Mary, I can't see how a government can effectively work right now with Eamon Ryan, board leader, and Catherine Martin,
so,
deputy leader.
Just tell me this, because you talked, Michael Collins, about retrofitting. You talked about the carbon tax. You've talked about many of the green initiatives which Eamon Ryan has based his political career on. Are you against all green agenda forward?
Well,
do you believe
in
the science of climate?
I certainly do, and I certainly think that we've worked rural Ireland towards a cleaner and a greener, and we are certainly cleaner and greener than Brazilian beef. That the road we're travelling, unfortunately, in this country, where we continue to treat, and that's mainly led by the Green Party, which, again, if you all supporting them, treating farmers like environmental terrorists. People feel as if they're being let down by this government, but a letdown by the Green Party mainly. They were wagging the tail of this government. There were statements coming out that were very, very much
negative. I know, but what I'm trying to establish,
you had electric buses being paid for by carbon tax, but diesel,
you believe in the changes. You believe in the changes. You believe in the adaptations that need to happen. You believe in the retrofitting. You believe in the development of renewals. Is it just all about the delivery? When? As opposed to not now, later. Is that your point?
Unfortunately, yes. And as I said to you, the warmer homes
people. But do we have later? Do we have time to wait?
2 years later. Well, you see,
the science says the time is now. In fact, the clock is ticking.
This is what Minister Ryan and the Green Party should have focused very clearly on. The first delivery was, if you want to charge people with increased fuel charges, if you want to make sure that people can't afford to fuel their own home, what's the first thing you do is make sure they can have a warmer homes scheme put in place that people could, within 3 to 4 months,
the carbon
have
tax
their warmer
goes
homes. This is a
to
failure.
Pay for that.
And yet 4 years later, people are still waiting 2 years to get their homes heated. Old people that can't afford the fuel, and elderly people that were treated poorly. And there's a whole lot of issues there that weren't worked on, and people felt there was great frustration. I felt at the door, not Michael Collins.
And you heard that during the election. Michael Collins, Cork Southwest TD, thank you for joining us this morning. It's 8:14.